God expects to see results. Our faithfulness is demonstrated by our fruit. Faithfulness is accomplishing as much as possible with the resources and talents God has given you. That's why comparing churches is an illegitimate way to measure success. Success is not being larger than some other church. It is bearing as much fruit as possible given your gifts, opportunities, and potential. Christ doesn't expect us to produce more than we can, but He does expect us to produce all that we can by His power within us. That is a lot more than most of us think is possible. We expect too little from God, and we attempt too little for Him. If you're not taking any risks in your ministry, then it is not requiring that you have faith. And if your ministry does not require any faith, then you are being unfaithful. Sadly, there are many churches today who are completely orthodox in their beliefs, but are still unfaithful to Christ because they refuse to change programs, methods, styles of worship, buildings, or even locations in order to reach a lost world for Christ. We must be willing to say, with unreserved commitment to our Lord and Savior, we'll do whatever it takes to reach people for Christ. Myth number 8. You can't learn from large churches. Saddleback's story of growth is a sovereign act of God that cannot be replicated. However, we should extract the lessons and principles that are transferable. To ignore what God has taught our church would be unwise stewardship. Every church should not have to reinvent the wheel. Anytime I see a program working in another church, I try to extract the principle behind it and apply it to our church. Because of this, our church has benefited from many other models that we've studied, both contemporary and historical.